Guys, we continue from where we stopped last time. So if you find yourself a little bit far away from the study, I will do the best I can to give some example and bring you back to the study. So, ואם זה תבין, אשר אחר העיגולים קיבלו האור על ידי הקו. So now we're talking the two frame of reference. And we need truly to understand that, what it means. Try to think about it, that there is two levels. One level is how the creator create this universe. The way the creator create this universe, it was circle. Everything is a circle. It doesn't mean necessarily that we're talking about physical circle, but we are talking about more no beginning, no end. What we call endless. So the difference between the receiver to the giver actually not exist, if you think about it. There's no difference between the giver and the receiver. Because circle energy, the giver and the receiver are the same. That's what happened in the endless before the Tzimtzum, before the contraction, before the restriction, whatever name you use for Tzimtzum. You know, I call it contraction because it's contract. Basically, things contract. Like when a woman is pregnant, contraction. So what happened in contraction? Basically, vessel becomes smaller. So it includes pain and all this and that. So, and the word tzimtzum is like the word tzamtzam in Hebrew from the camera, the shutter. That's called tzamtzam. You want to close and open. Now you know the words. So it's, if I close my eyes, it will be no light. And actually, if you're a professional photographer, which I'm not, when you take a picture, it's all about the speed of whatever you call it there. Is it the shutter or the other one? Shutter? So the speed and the size of the opening, how fast it opens. So then the light that come in the old days used to be film. So it hit the film, and that's the picture you got. Today it's digital, but it's working the same idea. Your eyes work very, very similar. Your eyes work in the same way. So every time we are talking about like a consciousness before the Tzimtzum, before the contraction, we are talking about the idea of understanding what happened before Tzimtzum, before contraction. So it's very important to understand. So again, circle, what we call igulim, circle. We call it igulim. Meaning no beginning, no end. So giving and receiving, same level. Now, can our brain understand that? We can use 1,000 examples. I give 1,000 examples of that. But still difficult. How can you say that the giver and the receiver actually the same? Rav Brandwein, the teacher of Rav Berg, explained it to him this way. That's the example he used. Rav Brandwein used this example. He said, he's like a rich man who's begging the poor man to receive money. And the poor man don't refuse to receive money from him. The day that the poor man agree to receive money from the rich man, it seemed like the receiver and the giver are actually equal. Because now the receiver doing a favor to the giver to give. Is that example clear? So it helped a little bit to understand that. So in Kelim de Igulim, what we call Igulim, before the Tzimtzum, before the contraction, what happening was no beginning, no end. After the Tzimtzum, again, what is the Tzimtzum? Is when the receiver force say, I don't want to receive, I want to share too. It's a very noble act. It's a beautiful thing, but it wasn't part of the deal. I mean, the creator, the Ein Sof, the endless, create the receiver to receive. I don't ask you to give. Where you came up with the idea to give? I don't want you to give. Well, the DNA of the receiver was the same thing as the DNA of the giver. That's why we call it U Ushmo Echad. He and his name are one. U referred to the giver, to the Or Ein Sof. Shmo, his name referred to the receiver. So we are now talking about two forces, actually one before the Tzimtzum. When we are being aware that there is a bit a difference between the giver and the receiver, when the receiver was empty from light. Why would the receiver be empty itself from light? Because at the moment you say, I don't want, there is a law in spirituality, and the law in spirituality say that in ruchaniut, in spirituality, no coercion in spirituality. You cannot force somebody to receive, you cannot force somebody to give. Unfortunately, in our last 200 years, when Kabbalah is no longer part of study, 200 years ago it stopped. So many religious people like to tell people, yes, God punish you, God rewarding you, God do this, God... It's not as people teach you, unfortunately. It's not like that. Not like that. Not en kfiya. En kfiya beruchani. No coercion in spirituality. Nobody can force you. Nobody can make you receive. So in the moment that the vessel, the receiver, say, I don't want to receive, only in igulim, only in the circle, remember, we're not talking about the line, talk about the circle. At that moment, that receiver, that vessel, become empty. Empty from light. No more light. What left within that vessel was memory. It's called reshimot, impression. You know, razedu, if you want. Doesn't matter what name you use, but make sure you understand it. So now, what do? Are those vessels stay empty? No, tell us Rabbi Isaac Luria. No, say Rabbi Ashlag. The system works now a bit different. If you go, everything went through a tzimtzum. Everything went through a contraction. Everything went through a change. So what happened? Now the light is no longer come directly to the receiver. In the endless, all the light of the endless come to the endless vessel. So it was endless light, endless vessel. And because of that, we are now used to have unity. But now the light is coming through a line. That line, think of it like a straw. So now, instead, I'm giving you, let's say you want to drink the tea in the endless, in the beginning, before 14 tomb. The tea come, you are the tea, you are the receiver, you are the giver. It was one, all one DNA. After the Tzimtzum, you still need to get fulfilled. But now the fulfillment is coming through a middleman that calls the straw. We call it, in Kabbalah, they call it Kav. Kav means line. So now we have different. We have linear light and circular light. Circular light, or agol, meaning no beginning, no end. That's before the Tzimtzum only. Only before the Tzimtzum. So the way that the Creator, the Divine God, created the world was all circle. The way it become, it's all line. No wonder that the number 10 look like that, right? One represents linear, one represents circular. No wonder that the computer language is also 0-1. No wonder that everything in this universe is built from round and straight. The entire world built like this. I cannot go into details. The entire world built like that. And the connection between them, that's a connection. Once you find the connection between the circle and the one, that's what it is. So the code of this universe is linear versus circular. Now, who supply now the light to the circular vessel after Tzimtzum, after the contraction? The line. So the line is giving now to the circular. And last week I went through details how exactly it works, and I hope you're going to study it by heart, because it's difficult to jump in the middle and just understand everything. So you will understand something from tonight. This I promise you. But to get it really good, try to listen the last 3 weeks at least. The last 3 weeks, I explained a lot of stuff about that. So I can repeat myself all the time, okay? So now, ואם זה תבין, אשר אחר שהעיגולים קיבלו האור על ידי קו, נעשה בהם משום זה הבחן מדרגות של קטן וגדול, גם בעשר ספירות של העיגולים. So it say, in the endless, before צמצום, in the conscious of the circular, it was not different between big and small. Everything looked the same. Because before Tzimtzum, what does Tzimtzum does? Tzimtzum basically pushed the light away. The light stayed the same. The fulfillment is always the same. People pray to God, give me money, give me health. Give... Health is there. Money is there. Why do I have to say give me? Because you have to awakening the desire that you want. But it's already there before even you ask. Actually, I teach you a secret the Baal Shem Tov said. The only reason you ask is because the force want to give it to you. Now you don't even want, your desire is not even from you. So what comes first is because God want to give you that, you're awakening a desire for that. So let's say you want, all of a sudden you wake up in the morning and you want $7 million. That's a lot of money. How can you think about a price like that? Wow. But because the light want to give you $7 million, you need to have enough desire for that $7 million to come. You want to have a cure for disease. You want to have a cure for cancer. It's because the divine chose you to be the one, and now you have to build a desire for that. It's a tremendous consciousness. Because most of us think you desire, then you have it. This is called avodah zarah. It's idol worshiping. It's forbidden to think like that. So you think that when you go pray to God, by you praying now you're going to have it? Chas v'shalom, God forbid, it's avodah zarah, it's idol worshiping. You pray to the thing that is already next to you, but you don't know how to receive it. It's all changing the mind. It's very difficult to do because it's in the mind. You have to remind yourself nonstop. You're okay. My mind has to be set on that.
Can you repeat it again?
Okay. Before you ask something, it's already there, but you need to build a desire for it. It's not that your desire is creating what you want, because that's called idol worshiping. It's forbidden to think idol. And unfortunately, religion, as it is in the last 200 years, because religion was different 1,200 years ago. So religion as it is now, it's built on fear. It has to scare the customer. Customer get fear. Then customer behave good to God. But that customer mean somebody who go to any religious place. But we forget that from the divine God point of view, you always want to give you. And in fact, when he want to give you, you develop a desire for it. Not you develop desire for it, and that's why I want to give you. We shouldn't get confused at that, because that's where people do a lot of mistake, and that's where people worship idol, because they turn God into an idol instead of understanding, okay, God give me the $5 million. I can't see it. I cannot even touch it. It's here. Why I can't see it? I didn't develop enough desire. Once I develop enough desire for something that already exists, it comes to life. It's beautiful. Everything. Everything in life. Everything. But how do you develop that desire? How do you have certainty when you don't see the 5 minutes? Cachet. It's hard. Very difficult. Almost impossible. You know? Impossible. But that's why we're going to pray. We meditate. We do different things. To get into a place that I know it's there. I know it's there. It's just need to take a shape. I have to desire it. We have to jump from desire for something to have a desperation for that. Somebody's in the ocean, is drowning. They want to stay alive. That desire cannot be copied. Who can copy a desire of somebody in the ocean? He has one thought in his mind. How can I stay alive? He doesn't think about mortgage, renting, nothing. Staying alive. No, true. I want to stay alive. How much this person want to stay alive? A lot. So that type of desire, if you can remember that desire and turn it into all area of life, you start to reveal things that you already don't even know you have in your life. All the money, all the success, all the fame, all the, I don't know what you want, health. It's already there. But how do you make a desire of desperation when you're not drowning? And for that reason, I tell you a secret now. For that reason, we call this galut. It's called galut, exile. It's considered the worst exile exists. It was for exile, okay? This is the worst one. And the reason it's called the worst one, because we are in a time that things are not that bad. So how can you develop desire for things are not that bad? If you live 2,000 years ago, they slaughter you. They don't think twice. So what do? You are start to believe in the other thing because you hope not to be slaughtered. See the blood in the street. So the desperation gives birth to a true desire. And the true desire give birth to what already God gave you. This is all new way. I mean, how can you talk to people like that? They think you're crazy. It's too much for the brain. But this is a reality. Reality. I mean, I wish I can talk to everybody in the neighborhood and tell them to think this way. It will be all different praying. People will start praying totally different. That's why this Shabbat, we're going to pray here. And we're going to pray. It's Hanukkah. It's Rosh Chodesh. Beginning of the month. And it's Shabbat. It's very powerful. The energy you're getting this Shabbat is like once, four times in 19 years. You have something like that. This is unbelievable. Anything you want. But you have to come like, pump up. Hey, Terry, you ready to go? Like, you know, those boxers who go to fight, you see them, they walk like that. And around them, there is all the different people. And they get them going. Because I'm sometimes thinking, how are they always on? You know, they go into boxing. How are they always on? You're tired. Sometimes you're not in the mood. You want to drink tea. Fight. You ever get one punch? I did. It's hurt. I don't want to continue to fight. Okay, I lost. Here's the, I give you the white towels, I'm going home. You know, what is that? You know, how they get pumped up? I don't get it. Where they get the energy? This is their thing. Or a person who make $2 billion. How do you get more energy to continue after $2 billion? Enough. Go to, what's the name of that island? Maldives. Go, you know, Maldives, there is this, the most expensive hotel in the world, I think. I just heard about it yesterday. His hotel is the most expensive, I think, is the most, at least what I heard. And it's a water and blue water. I mean, of course, blue water, but different ocean. Or I don't know what it's called. Maldives, it's somewhere in India, I think.
Africa,
yeah. Oh, it's Africa. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. They told me it's next to India. So anyway, so person make $2 billion. Why is this still? And it's not always to keep the job for other people who work for you. Actually, they want to make more. I don't get it. And when I talk to those people, sometimes I get a chance to talk to them. And I say, what's the point? But speak. Enough. You're 65 years old. Yalla. Here is the key to the company, the key to the office, the thing. Shalom. I want to enjoy. What am I doing? Good morning, dear secretary. Thank you. I did it. Must speak. I don't get it. I sometimes don't get it. Or maybe they don't have anything else to do. That's sad. That's so sad for me. So sad. But they make the money because they have desperation to make that money. When you get something done, you have to have desperation. I love when my kids used to bother me when they were kids. Love it. Because they remind me what is desire need to look like. Crying, scream until they get it. Love it. Love it. One time I test my son to see, like, if he's built well. He was 16, so I challenged him. Say, I wish I can be in the mountain with my friend. Say, he's playing big shot. You want, I take you. He went upstairs, pack his stuff, say, I'm ready to go. So Debbie started panicking. He's going to go in the middle of the night to the mountain, and this and that. And I'm laughing. I said, what's wrong with you? So I said to her, I'm happy about the desire. I said, but you're happy if he will go there? I said, no. But I'm happy about that he has the desire, that he's going after that. It's beautiful. Desire is something you have to appreciate in people. Sometimes, unfortunately, the desire goes the wrong way. And the desire becomes selfish. The desire becomes greedy, stupid greed. It's not you control it. It's controlling you. This week, at a meeting with somebody who I think is the second person who's the most open person I ever met in my life. Second person. He's the second person. I have one person I met, and this is the second person who basically talked about all his problem in about 11 minutes. Put it on the, but all. Like you think he had everything. And I'm looking, I said, this is very brave. This is very brave. I cannot talk about the problem here, but I'm looking at, wow. And he have a desire to do a few things in his life with all his problem. And he achieved that. I'm very proud of him. Desperation, guys. Not desire. Desperation. You have to get it. You have to get it. You don't know how far it go. You have no idea how far it go. So anyway, our subject. Before the Tzimtzum, it was Those of you familiar with this study, if you don't, I'm sorry, but you have to study it again. There is four levels of desire. Before the two, there's four levels of desire. Those four levels of desire are not exist once it's fulfilled. Why? If I will fulfill four different cup with water, and I throw those cup that made of water from ice to the ocean, all of them are fulfilled with water, but they are within the fulfillment. I don't see the difference between the cup. The time I will see the difference when I empty the cup from water. Now I see different sizes. So the tzimtzum mean when I empty those four level of cup, for that reason the name of God has four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, because it's different level of receiving, now you know. So in the level of the igulim, in the level of circular, it was before the tzimtzum and after the tzimtzum. Before the tzimtzum, echad u'shmu echad. Echad u'shmu echad. It's all one. You don't see the difference between receiving and giving. After the tzimtzum, now you see the difference. Now you see the difference. Who's giving now the light to the igulim, to the circular? It has to go through a channel called pipe, or you can call it line, cav. גם בעשר ספירות של העיגולים, שהזהר אנפין חשוב וגדול יותר מבחינה ד' שהיא מלכות, in the line of light, the vessels, the receiver vessels of the line are different than the receiving vessel of the circle. In the receiving vessel of the circle, it's no beginning, no end, because it's called kelim de igulim. Those vessels now empty. So what appear to be? We see the differences between the four vessels. Now, in the line, there is also a vessel. The vessel in the line are with limitation. They have limitation. Because when we say line, pipe, the shape of the pipe is what bring the water out in the same shape of the pipe. Now, but the water doesn't have a shape. So why it come with a shape? Because that's the limitation that the pipe is giving. If that pipe now fulfills vessels that has no limitation, those vessels that has no limitation also have limitation within them, not because of the vessel, because of the light that's coming into them. The question Rav Ashlag is not raising, but he meant to raise, is if the light going through a pipe, which is considered limitation, and the vessel that receiving that light used to be not limited, and now they are empty from light, but they have a memory in them of what it used to be, the original creation. The original creation was no beginning, no end. So the force that giving them, give it with limitation. So Rav Ashlag is adding, and it say, אמנם כל המדרגות הללו אינם מחמת הכלים, אלא מחמת אור הקף שמקבלות וזכור זאת. Because the light is going through limitation, they are now experiencing limitation even in the endless. Even in the circular vessel, there is no limitation. So the limitation is not coming because of the receiving, which is the vessel of the igulim. It's coming from the point of who supplied the light. So who supplied the light was limitation. Is that more clear? Do you understand the two system of circle, system of line? System of circle, no beginning, no end. But now it's empty after the tzimtzum. You have to remember. Now it's empty. After the tzimtzum of the contraction, they are empty. So now they appear to be different than the light. When they are fulfilled with light, not different. Happy people all look the same. When everybody's happy, we are equal. Remember that. When we are miserable, we look different. Happy people are fulfilled people. No? How do you bring happiness? I was thinking about it today. How do you bring happiness? How do you bring... What is make human being happy? So I went to basketball game, football game, soccer game. What else game? I went to hockey. I didn't understand the game. I'm trying to understand where these things going. I have no idea what happened. I tried that too. Didn't get it. Concert, what else do you have? Where? So I realize it's unity. When people are together for one cause, it's a true happiness. You cannot be happy on your own. I mean, yes, you can watch movie, stand-up comedian, not the same. When there is unity among people and they work for the same cause, there is happiness. It's the only thing that makes us happy. Because we come from a tribe. We are part of a tribe. We are, I don't know how to explain it, but we are a tribe people. We belong to society. As much as we want to be alone and Facebook and Instagram and isolate ourselves, we are part of a group. Whatever group, right group, wrong group, it's not even a discussion. But we are part. And that's what makes us happy. So when we are fulfilled, we all look the same. So what comes first? Everybody will fulfill and have unity. Or we have unity and then we get fulfilled. It's a tough one. And in my book, 1 year ago when I published my book, I put a verse on that. And I wrote, you know, true unity can only happen when everybody fulfills. Can't happen otherwise. Can. It's not going to work. Not going to work. Sometimes I see in a family, it's very difficult to keep the whole family, you know, fulfilled. But that's the art of life.
It's a team.
Huh?
It's a football team.
Yeah. But we got to make sure everybody get fulfilled. And it's good for you too. Because if you are the only one making it, let's say you have a business, a type of business you have, and you are the only one who make it in your type of business, you lost. Eventually, it will come after you. The energy will chase you, and you will start to go through something too. You can win alone. There is no such a thing as isolation in this universe. You have to make sure that everybody around you win. You have to make sure. Not for them only, for you. If you're the only one who win, you lost. Now you know why this billionaire, after $35 billion, still looking to make more money. He's alone. He's not part of any tribe. What are you going to do with this money? So they don't get it. Donate, give that. But I think have fun a little bit, you know. Have fun, study new thing, go back to college, study another thing. There's so many things to do in life. So beautiful. I was watching a video today of, I'm sorry, I'm not good with name. He was a very famous college football player. And he was considered to be the number one NFL player going to be. But unfortunately, he had such a bad injury. And now he's a public speaker. So I was watching it and said, he's a great speaker, by the way. I have to give you Johnson, something Johnson in the last name. I don't remember the first name. And his speech was so beautiful. Say, in 1 minute, your life changed. So he had a very severe injury that he can't move his arm now, till today. His body functions okay, but the arm is like falling down. He can't move it. So he can't play football anymore. So the whatever it was, gone. But because he's a God believer, he found a way to understand that God wanted to put him on a different path. But he said it's only about how long is it taking you to accept it that is the best thing for you. And that would make a difference. Sometimes it's difficult. Difficult. So I want to repeat that again to make sure we're all on the same page. The circular vessel now are dealing with limitation as well. But the limitation doesn't come from the receiver themselves. It's come because the light that they receive now no longer come directly from the endless. It's going through a pipe. It's going through a channel. And the channel has limitation. And that's why they are experience limitation. For that reason, it's written, when somebody say words of Torah, words of wisdom, words of spirituality, always you have to say who you heard it from. Say, if you don't say it, you are cutting the person who's listening off and you're cutting yourself off from the original endless. Because then you bring limitation to all of us. So you always have to say, I heard these words from this teacher, for this teacher, 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 teacher. That's how you know somebody know that law. It's a law. Because otherwise you are share limitation. So for example, when I read from the Ari and the Rav Ashlag, so I said to you, the Ari, Rav Ashlag might ask question here. I can't say it's my idea. Because if it's my idea, it's good maybe, but it's limited. But I take Rav Ashlag take it to the Ari, And the Ari take it all the way to Ravish. It's going all the way to the endless, so we pass it into you. So now you can test with the spoon the original light where it's come from. For that reason, it's written, whoever study Talmud Eser Sfirot, this study, it's considered like it's equal to what something called 1 year of Talmud. And Talmud is the study of Halacha and all this and that. 1 hour, 1 year of Talmud. It's clean your soul totally. Any negativity. Every time you study 1 hour, you clean your soul. But remember, after you leave here, the klipot want a piece. You want to, every time you can study it, the dark side say, hey, where's my tithing? Don't be panicking, just understand it's coming. It's always going to come after you study that. Because they need their peace. Don't get angry. Give. But give when you are in control. Don't give when you lose control and get angry and problem. Be able to give. What do you give? Give something that is not important for you. You know? So if you're getting into a fight after you leave this room, after this class, just say to yourself, okay, that's my 10% of this. Let me finish with that fight. Okay, you're right, I'm right. That's my donation. Goodbye. Because the klipot have to receive always their peace, always. Even in the temple, Jerusalem, they receive a piece. They give it a piece. That's why the bread, when a woman bake bread, what she does? Afrashat challah. She take a piece. Burn it. Then when I do a motzi, if you saw, I cut the first piece and I throw it to the garbage. Okay? It's for a few reasons, but one of them is for that. One reason. Many, many reasons. So you need to understand, when something not working well in your life, like business or relationship or something like this, you have to think or to say it to yourself, okay, that's my piece I give to the klipa. You have to designate it when things not working in your life. Let's say you're going on a meeting and nothing work right. Nothing work right. You have to say, that's my piece to the dark. I give my piece. And the rest will be okay. Don't worship the dark side. Peace. Like a dog. Leave me alone now. Very important to remember. Most people think it's a joke. You know? Most people think it's a joke. Anyway. So that's why that light is limited, not from the vessels, the circular vessel point of view. כבר נתבאר שבשמות הללו נקראות דלת הבחינות. שהשורש שלהם, דהיינו, רצון להשפיע. Let me first read the Ari to you, so you get the idea what Rav Ashlag tried to say right now. Not try, saying right now. והנה העיגול הזה הראשון, דבוק עם האינסוף, הוא הנקרא כתר דאדם קדמון. That first circle that is connected to the endless. Now, I need to draw something for you, but try to imagine that you're cutting an onion. When you're cutting onion, you have like a circle. You ever cut onion? I don't know. I mean, if you're cooking, I'm looking at you. I say, I don't know. I'm cooking. So you can cut onion in a different way. You can cut it this way, you know, vertical. Or you can cut it when you want to put it on a bagel, horizontal. You know what I'm talking about? I lost you here. Okay? So I'm talking about this way. Because if you cut it this way, you don't know what I'm saying. You cut it this way, you're going to have igulim. You're going to have circle. Okay? A free circle. So, the outside circle is the circle that is closer to the outside. So if we say that the endless light is surrounding here, yes? I don't want to blow your mind totally, but I'm going slowly. So the outside circle is the one who's closer to the light in igulim, in the circular. So it says, oh, I'm Dari. And we call that outside circle Keter de Adam Kadmon, the crown of primordial man. Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon. You don't have to say primordial man, you can say Adam Kadmon. In Kabbalah, they call it AK. Not AK-37, not the gun. AK, Adam Kadmon. V'achagach mitpashet od hakav hazeh, then this line was spreading more, ונמשך מעט וחזר להתעגל. And that line becomes circle again. Again, this is Rabbi Isaac Luria. So this is a short version. This is before Rabbi Ashlag explained it. So don't try to understand them, but it's good that I share with you the words of Rabbi Isaac Luria. So this is very short version, and it's almost like taking concentrated grape juice and add water to it. So Rav Ash like take the concentration and spread it out and make it clear. V'nesai igul bet toch igul ha'alef. And then we have second circle. So between each circle there is line. We studied it last week. V'ze nikra igul ha'chokmah da'adam kadmon. That second circle, we call it igul ha'chokmah, the chokmah circle, of also Adam Kadmon, also of AK, also of primordial man. Od mitapeshet yoter lemata, so it continued to spread out, v'chazar litagel and become circle again, nesa igul gimel, become the third igul. Toch ha'igul abet, and the third igul is inside the second igul, v'nikra inside the second the circle, and the third one called igul bina, the Adam Kadmon. It's called bina of primordial man. Adam Kadmon, AK. ועל דרך זה היה הולך ומתפשט ומתגל על עיגול יוד, הנקרא עיגול מלאכות. And there is 10 עיגולים, 10 circles, until it become מלאכות of Adam Kadmon. מלאכות of primordial man. Like Mark, who was born in מלאכות of Adam Kadmon, ויחי. פרשת ויחי, we have 5 books of Moses. בראשית is Keter. So the last parasha of Bereshit is Malchut of Keter, Malchut of Adam Kadmon. Yeah, we're lucky we have Mac here. He just packed everything for the event we have on Sunday. You're all welcome to come. We're going to help people in Malibu and Calabasas. We need as many volunteers as possible, okay? So we want to help the fire department in the area, so we're trying to connect. So it's a very nice thing to do. And let's be there for the people. You know, and also we're going to give them a little Zohar, I don't know what else, a book for children. So I'm going to give a lecture, meditation, and I don't know the people, so I don't know who's going to be there. So help me out if you can. So continue. Adam Kadmon. Are nidba'er, I'm continuing the Ari again. Inyanu yud sfirot shel netzu b'sod yud yegulim zeh toch zeh. So these are the circular vessels, how it looks like. Now, where is the line up here? Where is the line up here? The line is keep supplying to every line. So very hard to imagine, but try to imagine like there is almost, I don't know if you ever work on the ground with your hand. I did and I love it. I miss it. So when you work with your hand, you see a lot of Kabbalah in nature. You would not believe how powerful it is. You know that the onion has roots coming down. I don't know if you ever saw it. And there is a green, look like line coming from it. You ever saw that? And that line, but the onion become rotten if you put it because everything has to let go. Nature know it. You got to let go of the old and renew. It's a kind of, not so nice, but when you put the seed, it's have to, what do you say, decompose? No, that's a bad body. Decompose? Decompose, so it gives a chance for the next generation to come. That doesn't sound so good. But it's a circle of life, you know? We may not like it, but it's the seed. You have to bury it, conceal that, so you can reveal the fruit. Sick, right? You conceal something to reveal something. Why would you conceal it? From here we learn something big secret. If you want to reveal things in your life, try to conceal. A lot of time you talk in a premature way about event, in a premature way about success, in a premature time. It's not yet to talk about it, but you're premature. Wait, don't announce it. You're getting benefit before something happens. People clap their hand, don't speak. Wait in the end result and then be a big shot. Say, by the way, what I did, no problem. Don't talk about it. There's ego involved. It's premature. That's why you plant the seed in the ground. Once you hide it, you reveal it. If you can't hide it, it can never be revealed. If you want to reveal yourself to the street, you put a coat. My teacher used to tell me that. How you reveal the person? Cover him with clothes. Interesting, right? Interesting. What did it say about the snake? And the snake was more naked than the other animal. That's the actual translation. Nachash היה ערום מכל חיית הזה. ערום also means sneaky. But if you take it literally, naked. What does this mean he was born naked? How can he be more naked? You're naked. When you go to the shower and say, today I will do the shower a little bit more naked than yesterday. So it doesn't mean naked physically. It talks about that the Nachash, the snake, didn't have anything to reveal itself. Because what revealed you is your concealing you. People only have ego. Bah, 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 bah. All day long they talk. Bah, 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 me, 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 me. Bravo. Nothing there. Nothing. It's not strong. When a person is concealed. You know, I was one time in a table with Japanese people only. I don't know if you ever experienced something like this. And me, Israeli, it was many years ago. It was in the situation. So there is a 12 Japanese, and I don't know the manners. I don't know nothing. I know sushi, but that's it. That's as far as I go. But I don't know. There is all behavior going on there. So the guy next to me, lived in Japan for 30 years, thank God he's Israeli. He worked with them. And they're very big on farming, which I didn't know too. Big. They respect the ground. And they dig there. And he tell me, Eliyahu, he start teaching me how to move my eyes, how to smile, not to talk much. So what do you mean? I said, please, listen to me. I said, no, I want to tell jokes. This is not like that. And I start going crazy. This is almost no movement. It's like, he said to me, the one who's doing too much noise and movement, not being respected by them. They will less respect you. I said, but I think it's funny. I said, they don't think it's funny. They look at your movement of your hand, finger. You have to calm down. I was it's too sorry. I'm sitting there. I think it was Rosh Hashanah, and I'm sitting there. And my teacher asked me to take care of them. And I'm saying, I don't think I'm the right. I'm a little hyper. I cannot be in this table. And everything is slow. Nothing happening. And I'm like, what's going to happen here? When is it going to be a little bit loud and this? Nothing. No movement. I don't know if you ever experienced. I really want to go to Japan once in my life, like to experience that. Maybe it was just that table. I think I suffer. It's gonna be another table that people smile and dance and do something. I cannot even move, you know? So he's teaching us that about the Japanese culture. I don't know them well, but I believe there is secret there. Because more you conceal, more you reveal. So I don't know where they got it from. I gotta study more about that. But there is secret going on there. You know? Nothing going on. Everything going on. Nothing. Everything going on. Everything going on. You know, you want to know who's the strongest person in the room all the time? It's not the one who play doing nothing. It's the one really not into all of it. Not into all of it. It's so much more in their life. So much more. So he's saying, now I'm going to Rav Ashlag again, after we read it. כבר מתבאר שבשמות האלה נקראות דלת הבחינות שהשורש עליהם דיינו הרצון להשפיע, הכלול באור עליון נקרא בשם כתר. So we know he's going through something very basic. Why we call names to all of it? Why we call it כתר? Why we even call it crown? Where does even the name come from? Why we even need to call it כתר, אז רב אשלג. וראשית ההתפשטות לנצל, דיינו בחינה א', הנקראת חוכמה. בחינה ב', נקראת בינה, בחינה ג', נקראת זרלפין. או שש ספירות, ובכלל דלת נקראת מלכות. We know there is five levels. That's why you have five fingers in your hand. The first, the thumb, is basically keter. Okay? Then you have chokhmah, then you have bina, then you have ze'er anpin, is the ring finger, and the pinky is malchut. Okay? Now, on my web now, Debbie asked me to start shooting palm and face reading. So I just did the first class. I did the second. It's going to be between 4 to 8. I know I don't know how far I can go with that, but I just finished all the line on the hand, the second lecture. I'm going to continue to do that because many people ask me to go and teach that. So I'm doing the basic, but maybe if people want more advanced, I will do more advanced. So we know that the five finger basically represent those sefirot. So keter is not considered that there is any desire there. So we only start desire from Chokhmah, Bina, Zer, and Pin, and Malchut. גם להתפאר שרק בשעה שאנו מדברים על החומר הראשון שבהן, אז מכנים אותם בשם ד' בחינות ושורשן. אמנם אם ד' הבחינות האלה כבר כלולות בבחינות הרשימות שלהם, כמו שהיו בעולם הצמצום, אז מכנים אותם בשמות קטע חוכמה. So teach us Rav Ashlag something new. Why we call them the way we call them. And that's what he say. He say, if we are talking about the first original material of the receiving vessel, how it used to be before the Tzimtzum, before the contraction, then we call them basically Bchina Aleph, we call them first phase, second phase, third phase, and fourth phase. That's what we call them when it's before the Tzimtzum. If we are talking about after the Tzimtzum, we call them Keter, Chochma, Bina, and all the way to Malchut. So now it's a very big secret. When you read Zohar, you need to understand when they call it Keter, Chochma, Bina, they refer to after the Tzimtzum in the Igulim, in the circle. When they call it Bchina Aleph, or different type of desire in the Zohar, they refer it before the Tzimtzum in the Endless. Vata Neva'er Tam קריאתם בשמות אלו. Now it's time to explain, why do we call them even this name? Who came up with that name, say Rav Ashlag? Why you have to call them Keter, Chochma? Why? Why you even need to call them? I know that many, many books in English translate the words. The Keter say crown, Chochma they say wisdom, Bina they say intelligent, Chesed they say mercy. Not all the time the translation reflect on the true meaning of what the Kabbalists want to call it. השורש נקרא קטר. The roots of everything always will be called קטר. Why? מטעם שאינו מלובש בתוך הכלים של הנאצל. Because קטר is not within the נאצל, it's not within the receiver, it's not within the emanated. אלא שמסבב ומכתיר אותו מבחוץ הכלים. What is the קטר does? קטר, crown, מכתיר. It's crown you. When we say in English, we crown you, I think it's the same words like in Hebrew, right? You crown the king. Can you say that in English? You crown. You crown. You use a crown to crown the king. What does it mean to crown? It means it's surrounding the head of the king. Surrounded the head of the king. By the way, is there any country that the king still wear crown? No country, right?
Jordan.
Where?
Jordan.
What, they have real yeah. crown? Yeah. I never saw it. Really?
Yeah.
Like real? No. Still
yeah,
exist?
Ceremonial, of course, but yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I never saw it in my life. Wow.
Maybe some
you know, you're supposed to do blessing. In Judaism, there is a blessing you have to say when you see a king.
Oh, really?
You have to say a blessing. Yeah, yeah. To say a blessing.
If
you have ever the merit to meet the king, mm-hmm. it's a very big deal.
And
it's one of the halachot, one of the law. Where did you come from? Queen Elizabeth.
I
met Queen Elizabeth in the ocean. But that's the ship. I mean. Wow, you meet the real deal.
Yeah.
Wow. She wear a crown when she met you?
Yeah. It was a corporate event.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. About 15 years ago. We were all in London for an event.
If you know any king or queen in any country, I really want to go to do the mitzvah of meeting a king and queen. I met one king that my teacher told me to say the bracha. It was Raza. He was the son of the Shah. That's because he's the continuation of the Shah. So he lives in Paris now, I think. So shake his hand and I did the blessing. Yeah. Yeah. No, I believe you. Anyway, so Keter is because it, crown. Do you say in English also, we crowned the house? Do you use that word?
No.
You don't use that word.
Let's
say, when you crown mean you're surrounding a house. Can you say, I crowned that house?
No.
I said, in Hebrew, lachtir et habayit. It's very interesting. In the army, it's a word we use. Lachtir, it's very interesting. Very interesting. So it's saying, so it's mesovev, milshon mesovev. So the crown is mesovev. Is surrounding the head, and for that reason we call it the roots, the beginning of everything, because it's coming from the crown, it's coming from where it came from. Bchina Aleph nikret Chochma. Why Chochma? Why the second one called Chochma? Look what he says, Rav Ashlag. Mishum shemimena נמשכות חוכמת התורה. All the wisdom come from the Torah, come from the ספירת חוכמה. וכל מיני חוכמות שנמצאות בעולם, also, all the wisdom that come from all other books, not just Torah, all the books in the world that make you wise, come from ספירת חוכמה. That's why I say that if you have a good idea, don't try to change that idea. That's the right idea. First thought. That's the right thought. And a lot of us kind of try to change it, play with it, especially if you're Libra, you don't know what to do. Hey, I'm not sure, 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 right? If you're Pisces, let me have a second thought. All of the signs who have duality, Gemini, Pisces, Libra, what else have two? That's it, right? Those are the only three signs. They get confused. No? מבחינתם הסופית. כבר הגדילו חזל היטב את השם הזה שאמרו, איזו חכם הרואה את הנולד. It's a, in מסכת תמיד, it's a in the Talmud, who is a wise man? The one who can see the future. That's a wise man. That's what the Talmud referred to a wise man. פירוש, תכף שמסתכל על איזה דבר, הוא רואה את הנולד. A wise man, when he look at something, he see what's coming out of it. That's a wise man. ויוצא אימנו, כלומר שרואה את כל התוצאות העתידות לצאת מאותו דבר. And you see all the options that might come from one single thing. That's a wise man. That's a wise man. Wise man is not just, oh, you're smart. No. He look at things, and that's why wise people don't talk a lot. If you ask them why you don't talk, he say, I'm not sure what will it, that words I'm going to say will add to the future. I might be okay now and the next week, but is this going to add 2 years from now? Is it have any meaning? No. So why even saying something? Very interesting. Maybe the Japanese are wise. Maybe. עד התוצאה האחרונה שלו. You see, till the end result. למשל, רבש תגע כשלי, give example. I'm so happy he gave example. כשאתה אומר שהרופא הוא חכם גדול. Sometimes people say that the doctor is a wise man. הרי פירוש שבכל מחלה שמסתכל, in every disease that doctor look at, הוא רואה על בוריו את כל התוצאות. He see all the results that might happen from that disease. האפשרויות להתפשט ולצאת מאותה המחלה. He can see so far what will happen from that disease. עד התוצאה האחרונה, until the end result of whatever happened with that person. וכן שמסתכל על זה רפואה. Also when he look at cure and medicine, הוא תופס במילואה את כל התוצאות. He can see all the option and the result that come from that. שהרפואה היא עתיד להפעיל בגופו של החולה. He can see from that medicine he used, the only result that's going to happen to that individual, וכדומה. אבל לדי זה החכם הטבעי שמסתכל על איזו בערוץ שבטבע, that's why a wise man who look at nature, הוא רואה על בורי את כל התוצאות, he see all the result that might happen, שאותה המהות מביאה בהתחברה על כלל המציאות. And he see how this little thing that he's dealing with, all the result that is going to come, וכן מכל מיני חוכמות, all type of wisdom, doesn't have to be just קבלה או תורה, it can be all wisdom, באופן שכל גדר השם של החכם, או החכמה השלמה, הוא רק בחינת ראיית הנולד. So the only way you can call somebody a wise man, is only if he can see the future. This is interesting. What a definition. What a definition. You're not wise. You know, you're not wise. What, can you tell me what's going to be tomorrow? No, not wise, goodbye. I have a group of people who use me as an advisor for the stock market. I panic. Panic. So I said, can I use astrology a little bit? A little astrology, a little this. Because the stock market is a very emotional environment. It's a super emotional. It's all day long reactive. All day long. People sell, oh my God, it went down. Give me the money back. Go and buy that. It's a very dramatic. You can breathe. That's how people are day trader. There's different style. Somebody see the future. Tell them what to do. It's work. Chacham. How you can call him Chacham? Chacham. Chacham. Wise. הוא רק בחיית ראיית הנולד מכל פרט בפרט שבמציאות עד התוצאה האחרונה. You know, my teacher, in one Yom Kippur, was very sick. So he went around, a few of us, it was only a few people, and tell each and every one of us secret about our soul. That's funny, I never share it in public. Debbie, did I ever share it in public? No, I never share it in public. Should I share it or it's stupid? Huh? Why am I sharing it? Maybe not, maybe not. Just the ego. The ego. There is an ego attached to it, so we have to wait until my ego, leave me alone maybe next week. My ego tried to get in now. I felt that it's crippling under. Now I have ego for saying that I have ego. That's it doesn't leave me alone. Oh my God, this ego. It just twice, hit me twice already. My God. Yeah, there is ego involved in this. That's all. Yes. So every person who want to know why is how much excited you are when you tell your wife, your husband, your friend something that will happen, and it happened. It's amazing. I don't want to call it ability, but that's what Chokhmah is. ומכאן תדע גם את ההגדרה הנאמנת של השם בינה. Why do we call it בינה? אשר כל כוח ההתבוננות, התבוננות. התבוננות doesn't mean intelligent, התבוננות mean looking into. כדי לראות את הנולד, you're looking into to see the future. So בינה is looking into חוכמה to see the future. מכל פרט שבצעות אין בתורה הקדושה, in the Torah, ואין בחיצוניות, or in other type of wisdom, הרי הוא נמשך בספירת הבינה, כאן נקרא בשם בינה. וואו, love it. So בינה is not intelligent, בינה is להתבונן, all different roots. Very interesting.
Analyzing,
yes, I like it. להתבונן. Boring is to look at something. No, you're right. I'm looking at the flower and I'm meditate. The way you say meditation in the Kabbalistic language, it's itbonenut. When Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, the master of all meditation, and I recommend to all of you to read every book from Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, any book from him you should read. Even he was forbidden in Spain and in Italy. They tried to kill him. Everybody tried to kill him. He's buried in Italy. One of my dreams is to visit his grave, Sicily, I think. And he was the one who teach meditation to everybody. And I did course of meditation from his book with the breathing. So many secrets. Now I'm reading another teacher is named the Chida, Kabbalah from the Chida. Now I'm studying his style of, he's working more with angel. It's not yet for the people, but it's very, very fun. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy that. Not always we all can do that, but it's a cool stuff. Anyway, so bina, like analyzing, or meditation. And when you go to Malchut, I don't know why you jump right away to Malchut. You say Malchut. What is Malchut? Malchut in Hebrew means kingdom. Nimshechet b'chinat ha-shlita mukhletet b'koach v'kfiyah. Malchut is when something controls you by force. בדוגמה המוראה של Malchut, that's why it's called kingdom, וכך נקראת מלכות ויתר הספירות נתבהר לה לקבע מקומם. And I promise, say Rav Ashlag, I will explain more of the other ספירות when it's time to come. It's Rav Ashlag words. Guys, thank you very much. Happy Chanukah. Thank you.